The world's way of doing things is based in selfishness. It operates by fear. It goes against the word of God. And Satan is the god of that world's way of doing things.
Today, Kenneth Copeland welcomes special guest Creflo Dollar to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join in as they discuss the world's systems of economy compared to the unfailing and never-changing economic system of God.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory. Praise God. The Believer's have a voice. The angels of God hearken to the word of God that comes through the voice of the believers in the earth. And we give God the praise and the thanksgiving for it, and you ought to do it too. You ought to walk around saying, praise God, I'm a voice in this earth, and I'm the voice of victory for anybody that needs to hear about Jesus. And that's everybody. Amen. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today, and we come before it with expectant hearts. We open our hearts and our minds for revelation from heaven, and we receive it, we believe it, we'll act on it, and give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen to me very carefully. Make whatever arrangements you have to make. You get these broadcasts all this week and all next week. Turn on your recorder, your satellite recorder, get it on KCM.org, whatever you have to do. You must go over and over and over again the things that are going to be said over the next 2 weeks. We are blessed to have Creflo Dollar here. Praise the Lord,
yes,
Creflo.
Sir.
I really appreciate you coming in and being a part of this broadcast.
Thank you.
We're some months now, let me rephrase that. The world, the system that began around Nimrod at the Tower of Babel, the first city ever built based on everybody meeting their own needs without God. And that system is still out there, and it's what we're seeing on television every day. It's what we're seeing happen and have all these years. There are a lot of Christians that have joined in on it. But I can't say we've been having this for a long time. We've been out of this thing. We quit living in that system back there 42 years ago for Glory and Me, and 30 years ago for you and Taffy, or whatever it is. I mean, and God has proven himself over these years. We are in the Eden system that was reintroduced into the earth through the covenant of Abraham, called the blessing of Abraham. And that's the place you want to be. Now, we've been watching this thing implode on itself. The storm came, and there wasn't any foundation under it. And we're just watching it just wash down the river. So these 2 weeks, Creflo, I want you to, I started to say, I want you to just bury your soul in this thing. Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, all the things that you've learned, you and Taffy and your ministry, you guys have just been through. It's like Glory and Me. When we went, when we went to Oral Roberts University in 1967 and enrolled in school there, the previous year, 1966, our total income that year was somewhere around $500 below the poverty level. We wasn't in a recession. We was in a depression, man. Yeah. Well, now over the years, I mean, we've seen these things come and go and come and go. And we've believed through them. I heard it one time years ago. Tell your partners, don't join in on the recession. It don't belong to them. Mm-hmm. Don't get in that. Mm-hmm. And every time it got a bit more severe and a bit more severe, well, the word just got stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. And where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Mm-hmm. So the thing that I believe the Lord wants to reveal to people on this broadcast is what you've learned, what he's taught you, and what he's taught us at beginning with what's going on. Why is this thing happening like this? Is this God just finally decide to destroy the United States? No, that's going on all over the world. Mm-hmm. Well, then what is it then? What are we looking at on television? Why don't it just spring back? What's going on? How do you get out of it? If you've been living in that system all these years and you're caught up in this thing, are you just going to have to get your brains beat out before you can get out of it? Is God trying to teach me something? Well, yeah, he's trying to teach you something, but he's trying to teach you how to get out of the thing. Yeah. Not, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened when we got born again. We were born into this world as sinners. There was an education system set up to begin to train us according to the world's way of doing things and the world standard. You often hear people in the news use the phrase non-believers. There's really no such thing as a non-believer. You're going to believe something. You're going to believe something.
Yeah.
So, you know, one day we had to make a decision to make Jesus the Lord of our lives. At that particular point, we changed systems. We moved out of the world's way of doing things, the world's way of thinking. The world has a way of doing what it does.
You know, the scripture just jumped out of my spirit, into my thinking. Mm-hmm. And it's been going over and over and over, over and over and over, just running over and over and over in my mind, like a broken record, over and over. Mm-hmm. Give God thanks.
Oh, yeah.
For he has already delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
Yes.
And that happens when you accept Jesus as Lord, not after you die and go to heaven.
Absolutely. And the will of God is for us to maintain two things, peace and thanksgiving. And when we made a decision to get out of the world's way of doing things, we switched systems. The world's way of doing things is based in selfishness. It operates by fear. It goes against the word of God, and Satan is the god of that world's way of doing things.
And I ain't got no business living in there.
I should not be living there.
I need to be preaching to it, preaching in it.
Right.
But I shouldn't be conducting my life according to their rules.
And the world has a constant place to try to seduce people by the trappings and by the things that it can show, by the glitter, by the gloss.
Yeah.
And sometimes something that's glossy may not have any value. And you have to be careful, because we talk about this all the time, the difference between something that is charming and something of character. You said one time that charm is nothing but a con. And so
that's really right.
You got to be careful not to allow the world to con you out of the real value of life that can only be discovered once you're in Jesus Christ. And so we switched systems. We got born again, and we got born into the system of God, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing what he does. It is based in unconditional love. It operates by faith. It lines up with God's word, and Jesus is Lord of that system. So the first thing we understand about God's system is nothing in God's system is going to work outside of the love of God, because his whole system is based in the love of God. And so we begin to grow and understand the love of God. We begin to grow and understand the word of God. We begin to grow. We understand the faith of God. And now the system of God, once you get into it and understand it, will be much greater than the system of the world. But until you switch systems, you won't know that. You'll think that where you are in the world system is always greater than the kingdom of God system.
You're trained over there, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see it.
And what happens is you will now actually wait until the world begins to add credibility to what the kingdom of God has already expressed can be possible in your life. So if we're going to change and deal with these troubled times and these issues that are going on around us, and like you said before, this financial crisis is not our crisis. It's the world's crisis. In the Old Testament, it spoke of a place called Goshen.
Mm-hmm.
And in Egypt, there was darkness, but in Goshen, there was light. In Egypt, there was lack. But in Goshen, the Bible says they continued to multiply. They continued to increase. They became great in Goshen.
In spite of it.
In spite of what was going on around them. And so the Goshen is like the kingdom of God system. The Egypt is the world system. And what I'm saying to our television audience is, come on over to Goshen. Switch system. Move into Goshen land, because in Goshen, there can be darkness around you, but you're going to still be in the light. And so there's going to require a decision to be made, and you're going to have to change your thinking from the training that you've been involved in. Now, the Bible makes it very clear now that seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, and all these things you need will be added unto you. He said that right after he began to talk about there's no profit in worry. Now, worry is meditating on the things that contradict the word of God. It's meditating on the wrong things. And you spend time meditating on the wrong things, you become a participant in manifesting those things that you don't want to see. And so Jesus is saying, the world seeks the things that you're trying to get, but seek my way of doing it. They're trying, they got needs just like you have needs, but I have a way of fulfilling those needs. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. So that's the foundation of the decisions that we have to make while we're there. Now, in John chapter 16, because we want to identify prophetically where we are, what's going on, and then what do we need to do to get out of the situation and not be involved in that situation.
John, Buffalo, this is so heavy on me, I can't go any further without bringing it up. I'm over 72 years old. I was born in the last half of the Great Depression. The spirit of suicide was manifest in that depression. People jumped out of windows. I don't know why they thought it was so easy to manifest it, but jumping out of windows. But there was just a bunch of that. More than that, there's been hard times and things, but didn't manifest that. And now you listen to me. Did you hear what this man of God just said? What Jesus just said to you? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and all these things will be added to you. You stop it right now. I bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. Stop it right now.
Yes.
Don't take your life.
Yes.
Give it to Jesus.
Yes.
Things are not worth dying over.
Yes.
Now, Jesus has already died, and so you don't have to. Mm-hmm. Now, stop it right now and come to yourself and think. Don't let fear do your thinking for you. Don't let worry do your thinking for you. And absolutely don't you let the devil and money and sadness and self-pity do your thinking for you. Now, you straighten up and put that gun down or whatever else is that you're fixing to do, because that's not the end of anything. That's the beginning of something you don't want. And so just stop it right now and get in the Word of God and listen to this man of God and remember this, that God loves you as much as he does Jesus. He loved you before this all started. He loved you in all your sorry ways right through this whole thing, just like he did me and just like he did Creflo. And there's no use in you doing something foolish like this. Now, in the name of Jesus, you take care of God's business right now. Amen.
And so you say, well, I put the gun down. Now what? What should I do? Well, you just told him. You're going to have to now shut off the words that are producing fear in your life.
Yeah.
Quit listening to the bad reports that you heard over and over and over again on the news. Get away from those words. Come on over here to the Word of God. Get connected to this broadcast every day this week. Let these words begin to minister to you. What happens? These words not going to change the way you think. All of a sudden, you're going to see hope from these words. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're going to see another choice from these words. And now that your thinking change, you're going to feel different.
Absolutely.
You're going to feel different because these words have exposed you to a better way of thinking. And that way of thinking is now going to change your emotions and you're going to make better decisions.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
I lost a lot of weight right then. It was really heavy on me. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't you? I tell you, I never, ever, in all the 42 years I've been in this ministry, and I'm always overwhelmed by Jesus' love for people.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you, man.
Yes, he does.
He loves you.
Yeah.
Caring for you all this time, mm-hmm. And all you got to do is just. Like the Apostle Paul did when he was Saul on the road to Damascus. He's a mean sucker, man. I mean, he'd kill you in a New York minute. And he the shortest prayer on record. Lord!
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And God, the whole thing was a manifestation of the greatest love that exists. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, wherever we were, let's get back.
Okay.
they just overwhelmed me. You know, praise
God,
the Lord.
And God is so desperate to show manifestation in our life. He's ready. And that's just for lack of better terms. He is desperate to show himself strong in our lives. But here's what Jesus said.
Now, you're in the...
In Luke and John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 33.
Okay.
Jesus is speaking here, and he said, these things... have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace? I like to define peace like this, security in the midst of turmoil.
Oh, yeah.
Security in the midst of trouble. And Jesus said, I said what I said, so that you can have security in the midst of turmoil. So my security in the midst of trouble is going to be what he said. So I've got to open this Bible up. I got to get those CDs. I've got to, you know, log in on Believer's Voice of Victory. I've got to find out what he has to say because that's going to be my security in the midst of trouble. He said, in the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I love what this says in the Amplified. He says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Confidence. See, this is what our government's trying to resurrect. They're trying to resurrect confidence in the lives of people. I'm going to tell you, I get your confidence jacked up. You get in God's word, it'll jack your confidence, mm-hmm. but it'll be mm-hmm. confidence in what the words that were spoken to you from
and
Jesus.
And not some federal system
yes,
or plan.
Yes, sir. And so he said, I spoke these things to affect your confidence. In the world, you have tribulation, you have trials, you have distress, you have frustration, but, now zero all that out, but be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, be certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you.
Praise God.
Now, that ought to make you shout.
Amen.
Because Jesus,
yep.
Jesus has taken care of it. Even though it comes, trouble may come, but it doesn't have to overcome. You can trouble your trouble with the word of God mm-hmm. and confidence in God's word. So we get our intangible things together, get our attitudes together, get our confidence together, shut off those things that produce fear on the inside of our lives. And now for the rest of this week, we can begin to talk about some of the things that you can do to allow the Spirit of God to escort you out of those places, and you can prosper and multiply and be successful. While they are having recession, you can be in recess mm. with God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I have overcome the world, but now how do we partake of what he has already done? Well, 1 John, a letter written by the same apostle and very, very close friend of Jesus. He wrote in this letter, he wrote the answer to that. Mm-hmm. So in 1 John 5, verse 1, whosoever, so this is for you or anybody else that'll walk in it. The world includes everybody, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't just talking to his apostles or somebody way back there then. This is whosoever. Mm-hmm. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him that begat, or everyone that loves the Father, loves him that's born of the Father. Mm-hmm. You love the Father, you love the children. Well, that's the body of Christ. So we're back now to what you said earlier. You're going to have to get over on the love standard and get rid of that. First thing you do right now is forgive. I don't care who it is, turn it loose.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn it loose right now. Well, you don't know what they did to me. I don't care what they did to you. I'm talking what Jesus has done for you and what he wants to do to you. But as long as you're damning them, then he can't get through to you. Cut it loose. Turn them loose.
Yeah.
We know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. I have overcome the world.
Absolutely.
Well, so is everybody else that's born of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because we connected to him. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Melchizedek. When I'm joined to him, then I have everything he has. So what did he say? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And then just in case you didn't get it, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So there it is.
That's where it starts.
That's where it starts, isn't it? Right there. Praise God.
That's where
all this mess has been overcome for me. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus, come into my heart. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. He's Lord over this mess, and he saves me from it.
Mm-hmm. And we've got to invite him into our lives and not try to get our needs met without him. There'll be no strategies that will work if we don't invite him in. They ain't never work without him. And more you try to get rid of him and push him off and try to do things on yourself, willpower will only take you so far. You're going to have to connect to spirit power. You're going to have to connect to your faith. You're going to have to connect with Jesus. And when you do that, you're going to find yourself in the position of an overcomer.
Praise God. We're out of time. Brother Creflo and I'll be back in just a moment.
Do you feel like you've been waging a losing battle in the midst of hard times? Unfortunately, many people say yes to this question, but you can shout no. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. The teaching series by Creflo Dollar titled Winning in Hard Financial Times will help you come to the realization that you can win the battle.
How do you become a winner in hard times? Turn the news media off. You don't need that information. You need this information.
Christians will be sought after for answers. Winning in Hard Financial Times will help you have the answers. Don't be bound by the world's financial situation. Be among those who hold the solutions to life's dilemmas today. To order your copy of Creflo Dollar's teaching series, Winning in Hard Financial Times, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $25. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of Winning in Hard Financial Times and learn to prosper regardless of the economic climate.
You can't trust or make your plans on what the news media says or on what politicians say, but you can trust and make your plans on what Jesus said, because he never changes. Amen. It's whosoever then, it's whosoever now. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now then, we brought this up during the broadcast, and so we're going to pray this prayer with you right now, Brother Creflo and I. And here's the base of the prayer. Verse 8 of Romans chapter 10, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There's that whosoever again. Mm-hmm. Now, this is strong in me right now. So just pray this. Pray it out loud where you can hear it. O God in heaven.
O God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I receive you as my Savior.
I receive you as my Savior.
You're my future.
You're my future.
And you receive me as I receive you.
You receive me as I receive you.
And I'm the whosoever.
I'm the whosoever.
That believes on you now.
Believes on you now.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Oh, glory. Just begin to praise him. Worship him right now in the name of Jesus. Now, let me tell you what. 175,000 people prayed that prayer with us in 2008 on this broadcast. Wow. Praise God. Wow. Now, if you don't need to be stumbling around studying your Bible. You need to get in that Bible right now. Praise God, because everything in it belongs to you. If you'll write me, I'll send you 5 little books to help you get started studying. I'll send them to you free and postpaid. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The will of God is the peace of God for my life. The will of God for my life is to be successful. The will of God in my life is to be healed, to be delivered, to be sound. I have a covenant of peace.